The horses parted, swerving on the track. The chariot pole swung earthward, and the man himself was thrown out of his car to roll beside the wheel. His elbows, mouth, and nose were skinned, his forehead battered at his brows, his eyes clouded with tears, his big voice choked. But Diomedes passed him wide and drove in a spurt ahead of all the rest. Athena fired his team and awarded him the glory. After him, tawny-headed Menelaus now ran second. As for Antilochus, he called to his father's horses. "Move, you two! Stretch yourselves, and do it now! By God, I don't expect you to contest the lead of Diomedes's team. Athena gave them speed, gave him his glory. Only catch Menelaus's horses. Don't be left behind. Will Ethe put you both to shame, a filly? Why eat her dust, you champions? Here's what I promise, and it will be done. You'll get no grooming and no feed from Nestor. Far from it. He'll butcher you on the spot if you lose form and we bring up the rear. Press that chariot and put on speed. I'll manage it. I know the way to pass at the narrow point ahead. I can't go wrong." Stung to fear by their master's angry voice, the team put on a burst of speed, and suddenly Antilochus saw the narrowing track ahead. A gully ran there, where Stormwater Mast had broken off the edge and made a landslide. Driving for the passage, Menelaus tried to keep his wheels clear, but Antilochus swung to one side to pass and drove his team outside the track, shearing a little toward him. Then Menelaus was afraid. He yelled, "Antilochus, you're driving like a madman. Pull up. The track's too narrow here. Ahead it widens. You can pass there. Keep away or you'll collide and wreck us both." Antilochus only drove harder, lashing at his team like a man deaf and blind. About as far as a discus flies, whirled out from wheeling shoulders when a young athlete tries his form, so far the two teams raced each other. Then Menelaus's mares fell back. He leaned back on the reins, not to let the chariots lock wheels and overturn and pile up on the track, while drivers, mad to win, sprawled in the dust. His opponent passed, and tawny Menelaus growled at him, "Antilochus, no man in the world is a more dangerous pest than you are. Pass and be damned to you. The rest of us were wrong to think you had a grain of sense, but you can't have the prize this way unless you take oath for it." And he called his horses. "Don't hold back, don't falter, moping there. The others' knees and fetlocks will be tired before your own. They have no youth like yours." Fearing their master's tone, his horses now recovered speed and gained upon the others.